What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Phoenix Dior, live from the yard. Today is January. Ooh, look at me. I'm trying to take us back in time, y'all. Today is February 8th, 2020, and Valentine's Day is around the corner, so we're going to get into that. But y'all know we got to discuss this Gayle King shit. I'm going to just keep it all the way 100. I try my best not to even speak on this because, I mean, whoo, Jesus, Lord knows everybody else has done enough for all of us. Like, I really ain't even got to say nothing. But, of course, we are going to discuss Gayle King's interview with Lisa Leslie on this yard today. So keep it locked right here. Phoenix Dior, live from the yard. Vroom. Yeah, that was Missy Elliott. Can't stand the rain. Me, I'm super fly. Super duper fly. Y'all remember that from back in the day? Don't act brand new. Man. That was a cut right there. That was when Missy was walking around in hefty bags, Jesus. Shit. Anyways, welcome back to the yard, you guys. We're going to get right into it. Gayle King. Okay. So, for those of y'all who did not see the interview with Gayle King and Lisa Leslie, yo, to me, I'm not going to lie, it was just all sorts of disrespect on all levels. Me, personally, I can understand you interviewing his friends, his family, or whatever, just to get a good insight as to, you know, what his character was like, who he was as a person, as a father, as a friend, as a husband. I get that. What I don't agree with is bringing up his past and asking questions that did not pertain to the whole interview. Like, I'm not even understanding. I was just so appalled to even see Gayle even go in like that. I mean, like everyone has said before, this ain't the first time when it comes to Gayle King, baby. This lady will come for you. She will try to be the first to get that interview out. What I don't like is always our own kind. First, it was the Michael Jackson, then it was Kells, and y'all know I'm a diehard Kells fan, always have been, always will continue to be. Now Kobe, it's like, I mean, come on now, how much more can a person take? Hell, she even did Bill Cosby like this, and that man blind, sitting in prison. And so to me, I just feel like certain questions should not have been answered, or should not have been asked, rather, due to the whole nature of him passing. I mean, it wasn't just Kobe that lost his life. You got his daughters. You have his one daughter, excuse me. He had one daughter on the flight with him with other parents and their children. And when all of this rape allegation or whatever the case may be was even taking place, his other kids weren't even born. So to now have to grow up and, you know, always, because once stuff is out there in the media, it's out there. So now to have to grow up and always have somebody refer back to the Gayle King and Lisa Leslie interview about their dad, that's fucked up. I mean, I'm gonna just say it. That is, it's harsh, and it's a tough thing to deal with. My main issue with the entire interview was, so a day or two later, Gayle came and did a live interview or whatever with herself. Basically, she went live on her social media addressing the whole interview, and her excuse was, oh, she had no idea that production must have chopped and screwed some of the pieces, and she understands how it could be misleading. Never did she apologize. Her words was, she didn't know that production had done that. Production was supposedly had chopped and screwed her interview with Lisa Leslie. Okay, so this is the problem I'm having. Now, you went on your social media live to point that out and to get that out to everybody that production chopped and screwed it. the problem that I'm having is, why the hell would production chop and screw this interview about somebody who we all look up to, somebody who has played a significant role in basically the public's eye? Why would production chop and screw that? But when your ass sat down and interviewed that man who had interviewed Carolyn Bryant, for those of y'all who don't know who Carolyn Bryant is, Carolyn Bryant is the white woman who alleged that Emmett Till whistled at her, which later on was the cause of his death. She went back and told her husband that Emmett Till had whistled at her, and because of that, they kidnapped Emmett Till, basically took him out of his bed and took him and killed this boy. This boy was 14 years old, y'all. Now, fast forward 50, 60 semi years later, this wench, Carolyn Bryant, then came forward after all these years and did a sit down with some professor. I don't even know his name. Sat down with a professor and gave her testimony, basically admitting that she lied. She fabricated the whole thing. And her exact words was, nothing that boy had done should have caused his death. Well, it's too fucking late for that lady. But my thing is, when this man came on Gayle King's show to basically announce that he had interviewed Carolyn Bryant after all these years, and she's planning to release a book and, you know, a memoir of her life, and is not set to release until she's dead and gone, which I think is the biggest fucking coward move that you could make. My thing is, when you said and interviewed this white man about doing the memoir on Carolyn Bryant, you didn't ask him none of the questions that you literally dug into Lisa Leslie about. Production didn't fabricate that, right? Production only fabricated the Kobe Bryant interview. Production didn't fabricate nothing about Carolyn Bryant, though, right? You know why production didn't fabricate none of that, or chop and screw none of that? Because your ass never asked those same fucking questions that you was sitting here trying to lace Lisa Leslie with. That's what pissed me off. That's what pissed me off. Y'all sit here and give these people a fucking pass. Y'all don't dig deep into them how y'all do our people. Y'all don't. That's where I literally get infuriated with. Because at the end of the day, they gonna all stick together. And truth be told, when it's time to turn on your ass, you gonna be looking at your own kind for help and support. And that's fucked up. Like, that's fucked up. You did not go into detail about Carolyn Bryant and why she went back and told her husband that lie. Why did she go back and cause all of this? Cause this little boy to lose his life. And the fucked up part about the situation is, Mamie Till, his mother, never got a chance to get justice for her son before she passed away. And I believe Mamie Till passed away in early, mid-2000s. You couldn't even give his mom closure before she passed away. And now you send this man to go on Gayle King's show live and say, yeah, she's gonna release a memoir. I'm gonna write the book. And we're set to release her memoir when she's dead and gone, to tell pretty much a tell-all, to tell her side of the story. And you sat there with that man and just a straight face, and you know, you look like you show care and sympathy. Like, I don't understand why you ain't dig deep into that. Like, why press Lisa Leslie with these particular questions? But when it comes to the other side, you sit there and bite your tongue. You stick to the script when it comes to them. That's the problem that I'm having difficulties understanding. If you gonna chastise our side, if you gonna chastise one, if you gonna sit there and condemn Bill Cosby and R. Kelly and Michael Jackson, now Kobe Bryant, I'm gonna need you to step the fuck up, Gayle, and also chastise the Commander-in-Chief, Donald Trump, Mr. Weinstein, chastise all them. You ain't doing none of that. But let it be one of our people. Let it be somebody who is in our culture, celebrity status. You're going to make sure that you are the first one to get that interview. You gonna make sure that, you know, you cover it first. What, I mean, I don't understand, y'all. I'm gonna need y'all to talk to me. I need y'all to send me some messages or tap in with me and let me know what you guys' perspective is. Do you think Gayle King went too far on the interview with Lisa Leslie? Or do you think she's just doing her journalistic job? Let me know. Let's discuss it. Tap in with me. Send me a message and let me know what you think. And we're going to discuss this topic. Stick around. I'm going to continue to drop these throwback hits live on the yard with your girl, Phoenix Dior. Welcome back and shout out to all the 80 babies out there, y'all. That's me. I swear we the last of the dying breed. Cut from a different cloth, y'all, I swear. Anyways, we are back. We are back live from the yard with your girl, Phoenix Dior. And if you know anyone who's trying to snap that waist back, who's trying to get ready for the 2020 hot girl summer and need a little push, y'all can head on over to House of Diamonds by Phoenix Dior and order your waist shaper, your body shaper, whatever you need to kickstart that hourglass figure. The website is House of Diamonds, PHXDIOR.com. And we're going to get right back into the topic of the day, which is the Gayle King and Lisa Leslie's interview that was taking place a couple of days ago. This interview caught a lot of backlash from celebrities like Uncle Snoop. You had Boosie giving his take on everything. You had Matt Barnes give his take. Even D.L. Hughley. Now, I will say this. D.L. Hughley's point of view, I totally was able to see both sides. When he explained it in great detail about, you know, journalism, I completely understood exactly where he was coming from. And he was basically saying, you know, if you're going to expose people, or if you're going to bring that kind of attention to the light, don't just do it for one side. You know what I'm saying? I understand this being a journalism. Your job is to, you know, bring the hottest news, bring the deepest, darkest news, ask uncomfortable questions. I get that. But when you're only doing it to one side, it almost feels like, and I'm gonna keep it real with you, it almost feels like there's an attack on African Americans, especially our athletes, our black men. I cannot stress this enough. When it comes to African American men, it seems like it has always been a war to keep and protect our men, our sons, our husbands, our brothers, our nephews, our uncles, our daddies. It has always been just divide and conquer when it came to black men. Black men, I mean, and we can go back, we can get on the subject about, you know, even with government assistance. You can have a man and this man could be providing for your family, can be, you know, doing everything that he's supposed to do. But the moment a woman goes and apply for assistance or need a little help, they automatically want you to put the father on child support or want them to be out of the home in order to get full benefits. And it kind of make you question what's society's motive. Like, what's the whole motive behind that? Why is it always a divide and conquer thing amongst our generation, amongst our culture, our heritage? Like, why is it always a divide and conquer thing? Like, it seems like it's uncommon or it's frowned upon for an African American man to be raising his family, you know, in the home. Like, why is that? The way I was raised, I mean, I was fortunate enough to have both of my parents in the home. So to me, growing up, I expected nothing less. Like, I always thought that this is how a family is supposed to be ran. I mean, my grandparents are still married. They're still together to this day. So it's almost like they expect our black men to fail. It kind of gives them something more to talk about. no matter how much good you do, no matter how many charities you donated to, no matter how many youth organizations you have gave speeches to, no matter how much you have literally made it your business to leave a legacy behind, they will always find a way to tarnish it. I don't care if it's a simple, oh, he spit on the sidewalk. Oh, he was resisting an arrest. It's always going to be something. That one little negative thing to them weighs tons more than all the positive things that a man has done. I mean, I know some very known active gangbangers on the West Coast who literally have put they all into, you know, saving our kids, saving our youth. And though, you know, it's a good thing and they're doing what they can for their community, somebody is going to always try to associate you with something negative. I don't care if you paid your debt to society. I don't care if you did your time and you're supposed to, you do the crime, you do the time, you do your time and come home and you are still faced with all type of backlash, and it's not right. So if you're asking my opinion, I have always felt like it was a war on our black men. I guess that's why I hold my sons so tight. I guess that's why I keep a lock on them and try to just bring awareness to them and let them know everything you do in life, no matter how great of a person you is, somebody's always going to remember the negative. Always. So I think it's important for African American men, especially, like, they make it so hard for them. They make it extremely hard for you to just live a productive life. And I know if you coming from the other side, of course you will say, oh, well, it's not hard. All you have to do is be a Biden citizen. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. Because you can be an Biden citizen and still get your ass whacked based off the color of your skin. And I mean, I hate to sound harsh and direct, but that's just what it is. That's just what it is. But when it comes to the other side, that's expected. When it comes to our side, it's like an extra kick in the heart. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on now. Like, you ain't never rolled for us. You've never tried to get out the positive things we do in life, but your ass is always fucking there to bring up some dirt or to talk about the negative. Always. And then you sit there and act as if like you have no emotion, no remorse, none of that. That is literally like that whole interview, it's almost like they were playing monkey in the middle with your ass. This your job, this your script. You go out there and you do what we tell you to do. You the puppet and they the puppet masters. And you literally are comfortable with doing that. Like, you're comfortable. You're okay with asking those questions. Like, you don't give a fuck about these people have lost their lives. You don't care about this woman gotta go bury not one person, but two people. You don't care about like that. You show no sensitivity at all. None of that was even crossing your mind. What was going through your mind is, let's not forget that Kobe was accused. Why the fuck do we want to remember that shit? No, let's forget it. Let's forget it, please. Let's forget it, especially if the charges was dismissed. Now, last time I checked, charges being dismissed meant no conviction. So you mean to tell me that all these years you had all this opportunity to bring up this man past to his face, and yet you go to someone, one of his closest friends, and try to, what did you think was going to happen? Like, did you think this woman was going to talk bad about this man? Did you think this woman was going to, come on now? Like, you just don't do no shit like that. And y'all have to excuse my language. I'm very passionate when it comes to my culture, when it comes to especially African-American men. Like, I don't care who you are, what you from. I have always been very pro-black when it comes to situations like this. I just wish everybody could get on the same page. Like, damn, it's bad enough that we gotta literally be targets based off the color of our skin. Nothing we do is right. But to be crucified and be punished by our own people, it's like, what the hell? Don't sit there and preach rebuild and connect and hold all these goddamn summer jam shits on Oprah's front lawn and for Easter and all that shit, when as soon as the moment is right, as soon as something tragic happened, y'all literally stand on the other side. Y'all get together like, well, how can we take a dig at this one? You remember when this happened? No, we don't fucking remember, and we don't want to remember. Not only do we not want to remember, but like I said, his kids weren't even born when that shit happened. No, we don't want to remember. We don't want these children to have to relive none of that. We don't want these kids to have to even go through it. They don't need to know none of that, especially being that the charges was dismissed. They don't need to know none of that. Be mindful of the people that you choose to be a fucking project. Be mindful of the people that you choose to take daggers at and use them as an open book. Like, that is foul on so many levels. You still have not apologized. And I honestly feel like you owe his wife and his kids an apology. Hell, you owe America an apology, because goddamn it, Kobe was ours. Shit, Kobe belonged to us, goddammit. You can get on camera all you want and say whoever fabricated what. No, ain't no fabricate nothing, because the cameras was rolling just fine when they got on your damn show about Carolyn Bryant. You didn't ask them same damn questions. And I want y'all to do y'all research too. Look that up. Look that interview up so y'all can see for y'allself. I know what I'm talking about, especially when it comes to anything involving Black history. I'm pretty good and have a pretty good memory. And this is what I study. This is what I do. So I'm very aware of the things that goes on in this country involving African Americans. So that's my take on it, y'all. Keep it locked with your girl, Phoenix Dior, live from the yard. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Before we go any further, I just want to give my condolences to everyone who was aboard that flight with Kobe Bryant that morning. It is such a hard thing. It's a hard pill to swallow right now, to tell you the truth. It's too many people lost their lives in that moment at the same time. And, you know, on the yard, we going to discuss certain topics. But I also want to send my condolences to the families that is going to have to plan funerals for 2 and 3 people at one time. Like, I can't even imagine. So I know right now the only thing you guys are, the only thing everybody asked to do, all my listeners, send major prayers to the families and the victims that were directly impacted by that helicopter crash. Again, we want to send our deepest condolences to everyone that lost someone in that helicopter crash with Kobe Bryant. Moving right along, I do want to give a shout out to my husband and my daughter. Tonight is my baby's perfectly daddy-daughter dance, so she's real excited. My husband is going to be her date, which is her dad. She is too excited, y'all. She got a little red dress and, you know, he went and got all lined up and stuff yesterday. I say, look at these fools. But I'm just so excited for them. My baby's so happy. She's just too geeked to go to her daddy-daughter dance tonight. So, shouts out to my husband. Love you, babe. Wayne. With next week being Valentine's Day, I'm dying to know what some of y'all got planned for your boos, your baby mamas, your side pieces, your situationships. Let me know what some of y'all got planned. What's the most extravagant thing you've done for anyone for Valentine's Day? I know as we get older, man, my husband been married almost 9 years now. June 9th actually will be 9 years, and I think we make it more about the kids than about us, about each other. But we kind of go all out for the kids. We make sure that the girls especially feel special for Valentine's Day. What are some of the things you guys do? Or I mean, do you try to avoid the whole Valentine's Day because it gets expensive? Or what y'all do? especially for you players, the ones that got 2 and 3 and 4 people on the side. Like, how y'all manage that shit out? How y'all split time? It's only 24 hours in the day. So who got breakfast, who got lunch, and who got dinner? Do you add brunch in there? Let me know. This the yard now. We're going to keep it 100 and we're going to discuss these things. Send me a message. Hit me up. Let me know exactly what you guys have planned for Valentine's Day. Keep it locked live from the yard with your girl, Phoenix Dior. Welcome back, y'all. Before we get up out of here, I do want to give a special happy birthday shout out to my son's friend, another one of my bonus sons, Zachary Jacob. Happy birthday, Big Papa. Today, Zachary Jacobs turned 15, I believe, plays on the football team with my son and also plays in a school band. This kid is very dope, very talented. He's a very, very humble kid. Out of all my son friends, I believe Zach is the most humblest. And you gotta practice humbleness growing up in today's society. I mean, so Zach, happy birthday to you, Big Papa. He has definitely he's very grounded. And I love that about him. I love that about him. He's not one of the kids that always have to, you know, be in competition or you know, have this, have that. Very respectable kid. I love this kid. So I want to send a happy birthday from the yard. Happy birthday from the yard, Zach. Happy birthday is your day. I know the boys is getting ready to head over there to his house in a moment. So they could do what guys do. Play, I guess they do Fortnite. I hate that game, y'all. I really do. But whatever. My son actually keep his grades up pretty good. So I could never understand how this kid literally does not study for anything but always seem to make good grades. So shouts out to all the boys that's headed to Zach's house today. Stay safe. I know y'all gonna have fun. Again, happy birthday to you, Zach. And I'm gonna be getting up out of here myself shortly. Has to go home and get my baby ready for her daddy-daughter dance tonight. She excited. I'm excited. I mean, this is what it's all about. Being involved and being you know, creating these memories for your kids. I think that's so dope. I did actually take my dad. I took my dad to my senior prom. I thought it was dope, though. Yeah, I thought it was really dope. So I'm excited for my daughter tonight to take her dad to her daddy-daughter dance. Dad paid for everything when I went to senior prom with him. So, of course, I was geeked to go. I didn't have to worry about paying for nothing. Absolutely, you can be my dad. Come on, daddy. Shoot. But anyways, y'all, keep it locked for next week's show. I'm dying to hear about the aftermath of Valentine's Day. Who ended up pregnant? Who had their heart broke? Who got dumped? What your gifts was? All of that good old stuff. Keep it locked for next week's show. Live from the yard with your girl, Phoenix Dior. Y'all be blessed.